Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of financial and economic nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 173. Detachment is the path of truth. Detachment is the path of truth. Detachment comes from two key words, the away from or off, or the reverse action of something, and attach, meaning nail to, as in so connected, you know, fastened, joined, tied. And it's usually related to attached as into one's affection, attached by or tied by one's affection. And that really is, we're talking, our emotions. So detachment is the opposite, the reverse action of being attached. It's unfastened, separated, removed, disconnected from our emotions. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have feelings, but you're not attached to the results. You're no longer tied to having it your way, if you will. Perhaps you've heard the expression, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? Those who insist on being right and only doing things the way they want it to be and expecting others to perform the way they want it to be, which may or may not be really the right as in God's highest and best good. That's a personality, ego self, demanding rightness. That may even be called righteousness. Or do you want to be happy? When we're happy, we listen, we accept where people are. We don't have to join in with them, but we see, we allow ourselves to see where they're coming from. So we're detached. We are not tied to our way. We allow ourselves to see and put ourselves in the place of others. And then we respond. And generally when we do that, we will actually receive better results. It doesn't mean you have to change your opinion necessarily. It's you put yourself in their place, you see and feel where they're coming from, and now you respond. So detachment, again, we're told, is the path of truth. Well, let's really get to truth. Whose truth? We're speaking higher truth here. Being true to the highest reality, to the actual existence, not that you want from an ego state, but of a higher, more sincere level, higher truth. Being true to your higher self, to that standard of reality, which is not generally at all aligned with our ego personality, emotional self. You know, when we get emotional, we're caught up in me and mine and I. And we are not listening necessarily. We may actually be disconnected from our heart self, to our higher self, to our soul self, to our intuition speaking through us. And there may be discord within us. Because when we're really listening to higher self, to higher truth, to what is really true, we're now responding and acting and speaking and feeling and thinking according to the higher law. And we are guided to know detachment is the path, the way of this truth. That's not tied up with human emotions and doing things out of greed and self-serving purposes, which often happens when one is tied to their emotions. And by the way, that's the rub. That's where the unhappiness comes. And we create that. Path, of course, is a way. And it goes further. It's a line of movement. It's a course of conduct. And if you wish to be truly aligned with higher self and inner guidance, and to be having a life filled with peace, harmony, and prosperity, it is time to be detached to doing it your way and discover the path of truth inside. This course of conduct, as we do in our meditation, how to connect inside and detach, unfasten, separate from our head self to connect with our higher self and discover the truth of what really matters, the next right steps, the course of movement to move us forward, to be aligned with our perfect health and well-being, our prosperity, and true happiness. So we will keep this message in mind today as we go into meditation. Detachment is the path of truth. I invite you now to breathe inside. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe in. Nice, slow, gentle breath. Allow yourself to feel your breath go all the way down to your belly button. Feel and see yourself breathing in to the core of your being, to the depths of your lungs, and past deep below to your chi center inside. Slow it down. Allow yourself take twice as long to breathe out as you breathe in. And as you do, notice the light inside, glowing in the recesses of your being. Notice the color. Perhaps it's vibrating, pulsating. Allow yourself to be one with this light, this color, this pure divine love essence that resides inside of you. You are now deep in your body temple. Sacred place of the Most High is often called. Here is the place to seek your high counsel. Simply be one with this love essence. And see and feel it flow in and through every cell and atom, every fiber of your being. Perhaps open your arms wide and see yourself lit up from the inside out. You are this glorious, brilliant, radiating center of love, shining like the brightest star in the universe. And that is you. Feel this light radiating through you now, dissolving all hard thoughts, hardened emotions, sense of righteousness, and in its place, leaving peace and harmony. Feel yourself almost melting as this divine love does its perfect work within you now. As you allow yourself to leave your burdens, your troubles, your pain, your suffering, all the things that have not seemed to work out the way you want them to be, the way you thought they were supposed to be, all that expectation, leave them here now. Surrender them, give them up to this light now at the center of your being. Allow those situations, those people, those angst moments to simply bubble up and leave them at your core right now. Allow your God self to dissolve them now under grace and return them back to the nothingness from where they came. And in their place, transmute all these energies for your highest and best good, and the highest best good of all concern, to fill this space, fill you up with peace, harmony, and prosperity. Let go and let God reside in you, now under grace. As you continue to surrender whatever has tied you up in knots emotionally, allow God to resolve the situation now under grace. Release your hard emotions. Give them up to God now at the core of your being without any concern how it's going to work out. Simply know it is done at the highest level, now under grace. There you go. Be at peace, knowing this truth, knowing that God, the God power in you, the life force energy, the intelligence of the universe, is working through this situation now. And even if it is from something way in your past, the hardness about it is being dissolved now, so you may look back and see it right. See it through God's eyes, through eyes blessed with grace, a heart filled with gratefulness, a mind totally connected with higher truth, now under grace. See and feel it through God's eyes now. Know all is well. Simply surrender whatever is tying you up, creating angst, feeling like this burden and this boulder inside of you, real or imagined, physically there, or something between you and another, or you and something. It could be like your bank account, could be a friend, could be your feelings about the world. Simply surrender it now. Be willing, simply say, this is bigger than me. And stop this tying yourself up in knots now. Become the clear vessel of truth, who you are. Allow God's pure creativity, peace, joy, and happiness to flow through you again. Turn it over, release it, surrender. Rise up to this higher level of knowing. God is resolving the situation now under grace. All you need to do is show up. Show up fully present without any attachment to how you think it's supposed to play out. Show up connected to your God self in accordance to this higher reality. Loyal first to your higher self. Listen to your voice inside. The sweet, sweet, gentle, loving direction. It may be swift, and yet there's the truth. Follow your higher self. Follow your intuitive self. Trust those words. Know anything else that comes through you that is other than love is from your ego self. Choose to separate, disconnect from that self, and listen and follow higher guidance now. And your path will be made clear, your path to true harmony, peace, and prosperity will be made available to you now. Under grace. See and feel God's light surrounding all your stuff now. Whatever it is, look at it without judgment. See and feel and know higher truth prevails. All is well. See God's light within you, surrounding this now, melting, dissolving, releasing whatever is, whatever you thought had me. Transmuting it now to a higher vibration. The vibration of love. True, unconditional, authentic love. Be one with this love. Feel this love flowing through you. See that color again. See it pulsating. Allow yourself to be one with true love, your true being. Knowing God is paving the path ahead and leaving her beneficent energy behind. All is so well. Feel that wellness springing up inside of you. Love is all there is. This is the way to higher truth, to your true peace, harmony, and prosperity with ease now. Feel that now. Recognize this feeling. Come back to it often. Be one with this true reality. And now, dear ones, it's time to bring this truth back into your everyday living as we come back as we began, breathing from the core of your body temple, in and out. Nice, deep, slow breaths. Feeling yourself rising up. Feeling lighter, for now you've left your burdens behind and saw them dissolve. Coming back, feeling your lightness. Feeling your body tingling, this certain vibration flowing through you. Know you're aligned with your higher self. Come on back. Welcome this new day, this night. Welcome your renewed self. Connected to higher self. Feel your hands, your fingertips, gently wiggle them. Your feet and your toes, wiggle them too. Your head, the top of your head, your crown chakra. Sway that back and forth. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. I bless you and thank you for allowing yourself to be one with truth, higher truth now. I bless you and thank you for taking action from this place now, today, this moment. Be at peace. All is well. Namaste. To anchor this feeling and this truth, we call on Carla and invite her to tone with us now.
Let there Revealing light and a refinala and a refinala shalom.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shalom, God bless, namaste.